Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed with a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Another one in the books. What's your first name again?
Tom.
Yes, Tom. Tom, good to see you.
And happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays. We got Michael in the house from Positive. And I noticed that when I watch the shows, they always announce the guest ahead of time. Like, we got the guest here. And, like, I noticed that's how they do it. We don't do that all the time. You ever notice that?
Yeah. It's all right, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. But I just think, and I notice, like, all the shows I watch on TV, they do that. So we just start talking. Then during the show, we'll tell you who we're talking to. Maybe that's not as professional, because I see that everybody else does it differently.
You need an announcer to intro and promo your whole program.
Right.
On today's show.
Right.
There you go.
And then if you look at it, that's what all the companies like that you watch, that's what they do. So maybe we need to get an announcer to announce the show. But we have first here, I just want to say, we did a turkey drive.
Yep.
And it was Fred Howard, and they really did most of the work.
The Shepherd Center.
The Shepherd Center, the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center. Like, it was their deal.
There's some amazing people up there.
Yeah, I say Fred Howe is my spiritual advisor.
Yeah.
Because we really could have done better ourselves what we did, but we did the best we could. That's not true. Anytime you hear someone say that, I think that's not true. You could do better, right?
But they really seem to be well organized. You know, they you know, here, there. I mean, all the ducks were in a row.
It's amazing to watch an operation like that.
Yeah.
And when we thought we weren't going to get the turkeys, right, Fred and Ada, I don't know if I say her name correctly.
Ada.
Like, they just said, we will.
Yep.
And then, like, they had that, they believed in themselves. It's that positive affirmation type stuff that they had faith. And, like, she said she was, like, praying, Ada. And she went outside and she saw a Cisco truck.
Mm.
Right?
Really?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's what drove by. We had turkeys, 140 turkeys from the Walmart. Pam, who works with our company, set that up. We sent her a fruit basket, the lady from Walmart. And then I thought, was that inappropriate to send the fruit basket?
I don't think so.
Because could that money have been used toward the homeless? Was that taken the wrong way? And then I was told you come at love with love.
Yeah.
It was a love deal.
It was a good gesture.
Good gesture. So I like to thank...
What did we have, 950 total turkeys?
950 turkeys given out.
Turkey dinners. Turkeys.
And that's something I didn't know.
All the fixings were there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All the fixings.
All the fixings.
Yeah. It was like a drive-through, actually. It was very cool.
It was a drive-through. Pull into here, yep. Load up, out the other side.
I was directing traffic.
They were working it.
Yes, it was good. I hope you had. Do you have pictures of that?
We have some.
We should have actually, you know what someone said to me? Why didn't we put it on Facebook? Why didn't we Facebook the whole thing?
Well, because we were actually working.
No, but there is someone. Okay. All right. But the thing is that, like, there were some people that you can delegate someone to Facebook.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
Or you can give I'm not saying this because you just said it, or an excuse of why it's not done.
I'm just saying, all of us that were there, they were moving boxes, picking up turkeys, and I was directing traffic.
I'm pretty sure my daughter's dedicated to Facebook.
Yeah, there's someone that could have done it.
Because every time I turn around, she's on Facebook or YouTube or watching something, staring into that phone like it's.
Do we have Fred on the line?
Oh, I didn't even know Fred's there.
Nope, not yet.
Yeah, so like the T-Bird games, the kids, right? You can watch it on Facebook.
Yep.
Right? So like you don't even have to go to the game. And there's like 30 people you can choose from to watch because it's 15 on another team and 15 on another team. The mother of the child, London, when she doesn't make it to the game, she watches the whole game on Facebook.
Cool.
Isn't this like amazing, like this computerized thing?
Yeah.
And then you could even Facebook it to record it, like to put on your website.
Yeah, I've done that many a times for remote shows.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I know.
There's a lot of technology things
you can do. And like, say, like, I noticed that there were some of the turkeys who are going to be sent to people that couldn't get there, right?
Yeah.
What I understand. So there's ways to use that computer that could really, like, it's just a whole another world that I'm not familiar with.
Yep, a whole nother world out there.
It's a whole nother world out there, right? That's all. It's like, and, you know, just thought maybe, that, and I get like you were busy and it couldn't be done. I get that. But I was just saying maybe like the next time we do an event like that, just we can let people know that it will be on Facebook.
Yep.
And that we will Facebook it.
But that includes posting about it days before it actually happens.
Yeah, so that's what we did for the last fundraiser that we did, actually. It was in the summertime. We did Facebook Live. We were actually at the station there, and we talked about it on Facebook all the time.
And actually did a live show there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. Yep. Do we have Fred on the line?
Yes.
My spiritual advisor.
How are you, Brian?
Good.
You recovered, Fred?
No, I'm still tired.
Still tired from slinging all those turkeys.
I was just saying, wouldn't it have been that kind of neat to have had that on Facebook to allow people to see it, to take, you know, not to be stuck in the 1960s?
Right,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, operate like we are in 2017. And
it needed to be 2018.
Yeah, did anybody Facebook that, like, event?
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
I don't know for sure, but I don't think so.
It would have been.
But at the same point, you know, the Shepherd Center, with all the feeding of the homeless and needy that they do on a regular basis, they're not in it for the accolades. They're not in it to get on Bay News 9 or Fox 13 to get on the news. They do it out of the goodness of their heart.
Anonymously.
Not because they want to get, you know, you did this and you did a great job. They're not doing it, you know, for the accolades. They're doing it because that's what they believe in.
Right. And me being a promoter.
We're doing it because they need food.
Right.
Right. But also, too, is that that's one angle. But, Fred, here's my angle, is that to get more donations so you can help out more. Like, it's attraction. It's attraction, not promotion. But people will be attracted to it based on seeing is believing.
That's true.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. Yep. We should be on Facebook, and we should be taking advantage of all the social media possibilities that exist, but one step at a time, you know?
Right. So then what you need to do is have someone that sees that vision, right? And to do it for you, Fred, for me, whoever. Like the to have a computer presence in this day and age is in the best interest for you and the customers.
Absolutely. I agree, Brian.
Thank you. That's all.
But I was telling Brian, you guys were incredibly organized. You were set up there. I mean, you really did an excellent job, but you know, making sure everything ran smoothly and stuff. It was nice to see.
Well, you know, we gave out over 850 turkeys and all of the fixings that go with it.
I thought it was 950.
No, as it turns out, it was slightly over 850.
Okay.
And there's still about 100 to go out, but that'll be going out over the next 3 days.
Good.
Very good. And it's a wonderful thing. And can I say this to you, too? We let you down. Okay? That's the reality of it. We didn't come through with what we said. And that's just the truth. And
well,
for that, even on the air, I'd like to apologize to you.
The good news is that we had Publix come through. They got us a bunch of turkeys. Y'all did deliver us 130 turkeys from Walmart. That's good. And another probably 25 turkeys. This is my fourth time on the radio. So you're doing a lot for us, and we thank you very much.
Well, yeah, and again, it's the anonymous thing, too, is like, and I think that is something to think about. I had a game I play, right? And I never do good at it. You want to hear my game to talk about what Michael was talking about? Do something good for someone, right, and don't tell anybody. You get two points. If that person finds out, you get 1 point. But as soon as you tell someone that you did something good, you go back to zero. And see how many times you can do good deeds and how many points you can get and how you can do it anonymously, right? And I believe that's the key to spirituality, too, is because even when you expect a thank you, I heard a guy say on a preaching tape, he goes, you don't expect thank you from the people. What you want is to do it because you're going to get thank you from God.
Well, and it's the doing it for someone else is where the reward is.
Yeah, it really is.
You don't need a thank you from God. God is within and permeating every cell of your being and body.
Right, but it's that look on someone's face when you pass it over to them that it makes it all worth it.
You know, let me say this to you. This is a great example. I was at a ministerial meeting this morning, and I was talking about this very topic. And I said, you know, when the families who are participating in the Adopt-A-Family program come in to pick up the gift for their children that donors have purchased, gone home and wrapped, and bring them in for these families that might not have a Christmas otherwise. The look on the faces of the parents and the kids when they receive these gifts is great. But it's not nearly as profound as the look on the donors' faces when they're bringing these gifts in that they've gone out and personally shopped for, taken home and wrapped or had them wrapped at the stores, and that bring them in. The looks on the donors' faces is far more powerful and amazing than the looks on the receivers. And that illustrates the profundity and the power of giving and how wonderful it is.
Right.
Wow, that's beautiful, so friend. And in spirituality, if you believe the biblical part of what the Bible says, part of the scripture is it's better to give than to receive.
Yeah.
And
that's an oral issue. That's an actuality.
Right. And because you feel good and it gives you hope when you give, not you give hope, and then that hope comes back to you. That's what the paradox is to keep it, you got to give it away.
Well, you know, I mean, many people have said that, even Ernest Hemingway, you know. I never really owned anything until I gave it away.
Wow. And then I heard a guy say something that stuck in my head. He goes, I never seen a ride a U-Haul truck bringing something that everybody owned behind a funeral procession. Like, the funeral procession doesn't have everything you have in life. It doesn't go with you, you know. Yeah. And by him saying with the rider truck, it made sense to me.
Yeah.
And I just tell you this, too, and I've been saying this. This is just the truth, okay? The last 3 days of the BCC coupon book have been the best 3 days in the history of our company.
Wonderful.
Now, does that coincide that you, Fred, allowed us and gave us permission to be part of your deal and to get the blessings from it? I think so. There's never been a better 3 days for our company than the last 3 days.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Right? Everything it's almost freaking me out, because everything has just fallen into place the last 3 days to the betterment, and for us, from a selfish standpoint, from a financial standpoint, we've never done better.
That's fabulous. Well done.
Yeah, and I think it has to do with getting the chance to meet you, Fred, to allow us to do this turkey thing. I think has really benefited our company, and I know that's not the purpose of it, of course, but that was just the end result of what happened.
Well, that's good, and I congratulate you. Shepherd Center touches many people's lives in many different ways, and it's just a really wonderful thing to behold.
Right. So now our goal is this, just to let our listener and audience know, is to come up with $6,000, right? So what we want to do is come up with $6,000. We do not accept cash. For us, Fred, we don't accept gift cards either. We don't want no impropriety looked at. Everything we tell people is a check made out to the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center. And my goal is in the next 2 weeks is we've gotten roughly about like two we feel committed to. But that doesn't mean it's in hand. But
right.
So our goal is to come up with $6,000 for the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center in the next, say, 2 to 3 weeks.
Wonderful.
Just so you know that. And
well,
I noticed that.
Know we can use it.
Yeah, and then I noticed that everybody seems, though, the magic number for a business seems to be $100. Like, if you ask, what can you contribute, right? It just seems like they say 100. It's like, and then you said to me, there's always a magic number. What do you mean by that?
Well, it seems like whenever I'm attempting to raise money for any particular project, the people I talk to are generally people that I believe have the wherewithal and the ability to make that contribution. And I always find that there will be a number that, as you're requesting this from these people, there will be a number that you can settle on that will connect with them in a positive way, and they will just say yes. You know, you've got to be sincere, and you've got to be present with the people, and you've got to expect that they're going to give you the money, and you've got to believe what we were speaking of earlier, that the giver benefits more than the receiver.
I take a lot of heat from that. Could it also be said that a fool and his money are soon parted? and what I mean by that is I tend to help out people, right? But then, like, I hear people saying to me, oh, you're stupid for doing that.
Well, that's just their perspective, and their perspective might be slightly jaded, might be slightly... they might not be in their best form, you know?
Right. Like hurt people hurt people.
Exactly. Exactly. And what did Thoreau say? You know, most poor people are living lives of quiet desperation. That's what he said 130 years ago or so.
What did he say? Say it again.
And he said most poor people are living, most of the people that you will encounter, you must realize, are living lives of quiet desperation.
Yeah, I think that's me too, though, just to be real. And I hate to say that, because sometimes I fear fear of, I have financial fear sometimes. And I come across, because I have the radio show and the magazine and all that. But sometimes I'm, like I can take in like 18, 20,000 a month, but then I can spend 21,000 a month.
Yeah.
So I think that's me.
Well, I think they say that, three quarters of the population are one paycheck away from being destitute,
That's correct. Or there was a sort of a funny saying originated a number of years ago that said your income will rise to meet expenses.
That's so true. And then and I see people that that have nothing, but when they get a little bit of something, it's mine. It's the most amazing thing to watch. I told you, I went to this house where they went to the food pantry, and mm-hmm. I was just helping fix something over there. And they brought all this food in from the food pantry, and then everybody was claiming, this is mine, you can't touch it. This is mine, you can't touch it. It was like such an evil feeling to see.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But here, the food was given to him for free. And what can you say?
Most people live lives of scarcity, right? There's not enough. One of the most profound things that impacted me when I first started volunteering, I was working in the pantry, and I was weighing the food that came in. And I'm watching all of these people come through, 110, 120 families a day coming through the pantry, getting a week's worth of food, this food continually flowing in. And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, my goodness, there's no shortage or scarcity anywhere. There's so much of everything. The amount of food that comes into the pantry and the amount of donations that come into our facility is amazing. This idea of scarcity, there's not enough, that's an illusion. That's an illusion is all I can say, because it's not real.
Right, and then that's where, if you, there's on YouTube, there's this tape, I Live in Abundance, they're called Affirmations. And exactly what you're saying is on the tapes. That's what it says. You can listen to it. The guy says you got to listen to it for like 21 days. But it says, I live in abundance. I am a millionaire. I have residual income. And it's like this thing. It just keeps coming at you for an hour. But the guy says that if you listen to it for 21 days, the law of attraction, that eventually you're going to put that into reality. And you're part of the 3 days, the man that's coming in here right now, Joe. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Joe, what I need is your flyer. But also, Fred, do you like ice cream?
I try not to eat it.
I don't know how to describe this ice cream, but it's handmade ice cream. And it's, can you explain the ice cream to Fred, what it is?
Well, it's pretty much, it's made on a pan that's negative 30 degrees Celsius, and then we just pour the base on there, vanilla, chocolate, just make a dairy base, and then add the fruit to it, or cereal, whatever flavor you like, and then it takes about 5 minutes, and it's rolled up, and...
Oh, it's probably divine, huh?
It's homemade, and then, what is the beauty about it, I noticed that I didn't like my daughter's as much, because she got the thing she wanted, right? But I like strawberries, I like blueberries. So I could put strawberries and blueberries in mine with vanilla ice cream. I like vanilla ice cream. And I like the toppings with the sprinkles. So that's what I like. So, of course, what happened when I ate mine? I loved it. Then I ate my daughter's, and she had peanuts and whatever she had in hers, and marshmallows, and it just so you can make it to what you like. I think that's also important. It's like, it's the Burger King of ice cream.
And what I like to do, I like to take my cereal and make it into ice cream, and the cereal is still crunchy,
so
because
there.
It's not sitting soaking in milk.
What's your cereal? Your favorite cereal?
Fruity Pebbles.
He's honest. Fruity you know, Pebbles. He could have been a man and said Raisin Bran.
No, Fruity Pebbles all the way.
What's your favorite cereal, Fred?
Oh, I don't know. I like them all, I guess.
I gotta go Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. I like Raisin Bran. I really do, though. So,
have you ever had Raisin Bran ice cream? Frosted
yes.
Flakes ice cream.
No, but we gotta do that. So that's kind of neat there. So anyhow, it's called SJ's, and J stands for Joe, and S stands for?
Som, my wife. She's Som. The cook.
Thai, it's a Thai cafe, Fred.
Where's it at?
Here, tell them where it's at.
It's in Dunedin, right there at Overcash and Main Street, right next to Wendy's, Taco Bell, across the street from the new Starbucks.
Wow. Well, oh, wow, and he brought food.
Check it out.
You know.
Yeah, so we have live feed. So, Joe, if you could describe what we have in front of the camera right now.
Yeah, the camera's right there.
Okay. This is your Thai fried rice with chicken, beef, shrimp, tofu, pork. This is our Thai fried rice combo. Very big portions.
Yeah,
very
heavy,
good stuff.
Yeah.
And right here, we hand make all of our crab rangoon, our pot stickers, our wonton, our spring rolls, everything we make there in the store.
Cool. That is all handmade fresh. So,
brought a little snack for you guys.
Excellent.
Let me taste one of them.
Oh, the please? Crab rangoon is just...
The crab rangoon. What are you going to be grabbing, Michael? Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're not
That's
here.
Delicious.
I'm glad
That's
you're not
delicious.
Here, though. You know why?
Because it leaves more for you.
Here you go. And then he has all the sauces in that.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is good.
So, Fred, do you it's have packed. Time to stay on the show, or do you want to...
It's packed, too.
Do you mind staying on? Or
well, I
or
do
you
have
some
other things that I need to get to, Brian.
Okay. So, just in closing, Fred, tell my friend Joe here about the turkey drive and all the stuff we did.
Well, Tuesday, you know, and the days and weeks before that, we put together, you know, probably... about 1,000 turkeys, and all of the fixings that go with that. You know, a bag of fixings would have stuffing mix, a starch, rice or potatoes, 2 cans of vegetables, some bread, and some cranberry sauce. And the turkey would be given to the people, and we gave out about 850 turkeys and bags of fixings. And we've probably got another 100 scheduled to go out now. We gave those to people that were needy, people that are registered with our pantry, homeless people, displaced people, homebound people, and people that just simply need food. And it was a raging success, and we're very grateful for everyone's help, participation, and the ability to do it. So thank you very much. God bless you all. Merry Christmas. And to all of us, a happy, prosperous, healthy, and joyous new year.
Don't be such a stranger, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fred.
All right. Later.
Bye-bye. Later, buddy. Yeah, like the last 3 or 4 days, like the day of the turkey drive and all that, we've had more success for our company than ever before, right? Is that amazing how that works?
I think you guys are doing absolute wonderful work.
Thank you.
Fred's good people.
Yeah, Fred's good people.
Good people.
I'm
yes.
really glad that I was able to run into you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And me, you, right? The other way around. Because
yeah.
Without you, there's no me.
We all work together.
How is that?
And I would like to... Okay. SJ would like to donate $300 to the Tarpon Springs Shepherd House.
Oh, wow. So you know, did you hear our goal is $6,000?
I did. I can't afford that yet, but I can chip in what I can to help.
Oh, that'd be great. Give me cash. That was a joke, folks.
You just said no cash.
That was a joke. Oh, my God. I meant that as a joke. But, yeah, we don't take cash because we don't take gift cards.
Understood.
Yeah, and then this way there's no chance anybody. Oh, yeah, I gave him cash. No, you didn't. You gave us a check. Well, actually, how would you prove you gave cash, too? I guess there's no proof there, too. Yeah. But, yeah, show a receipt you got cash then.
Yeah, so that. SJ's International.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, yeah, we got, I think, Tammy. Where are we at right now on our donation drive? And then I've been listening to other donation drives, too, just to be real, just to tell you, trying to learn. So I'm on Joy 91.5. Yeah, you got a second?
Yes.
So I'm listening to how they do it, right? And I'm just thinking, can we get someone to be a matcher? Like,
oh, because, you know, I got a couple phone calls today, and see, I just roll with it. They were like, and I got an email, maybe we'd be interesting in matching your, and I'm like, oh, that must be a Brian thing.
No, I didn't do that.
You didn't tell anybody the story already?
No, but I've seen how I've been listening to all the people.
You had to have, because I got an email from someone today.
And what did you do? Should respond, say yes.
Okay, that was when I was in the car and I was driving and picking up food and on the way here. So I have not answered anything yet.
No, that's okay. I'm just saying. No, that's good. I'm just glad. Isn't that like how God works?
That's great. It's a giving season.
It's amazing. It's a God. Because I'm listening and I'm listening how they're getting their donations, their spiritual channels, how they do it. But they do it in such a way that you feel good, right? Which you should. I don't mean that like. And I'll be real. I'm looking at it from a sales standpoint, like how to sell people on donating, which is bad. Okay, I know that, but I am looking at it to get the goal of $6,000. How can I word it properly to get people to get into action, and use what maybe why recreate the wheel if these other companies are already doing it?
Yeah, for sure.
And then I'm trying to listen to the words how they say it. I'm being honest,
well,
like, right?
Okay, so
does that make sense, what I'm saying?
But you know what we should have did or should do next week? Let's do a telethon on the air.
Let's do a telethon. We only got 300.
Yeah, we did.
Are you going to match all?
All right, Joe.
I can't match yet.
He's our matcher.
Let's work on getting a big corporate person matcher to match everybody who calls in. How about that?
That's good. And then two is do it because it's the right thing to do.
It is, because if that's the whole reason why it would have been, it's good if people went out to see what happened, you know, to see the looks on these people's faces. Like, it, I mean, there is a need.
That's
Do you know that I gave more direction to people, because I was standing in line directing people where to go, to people that were walking and on bicycles that were carrying all that because they don't have a car. You know what I mean? Like,
a lot of people we were delivering it to.
This is a 20-pound turkey. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff in a bag.
It was this 80-year-old lady,
you know,
that called me. She's like, oh, but I can't get there, because she called from the flyer.
Yeah.
I said, well, I'll tell you what. We'll have it delivered to you. And you could just tell she was 80. She didn't have to tell me, you know?
Right. And like that's what they do already. Like, but sometimes
I'm getting goosebumps
people
now just thinking about it. Right?
If we can all most of us have a lot of presents under the tree. If we could all have one less present,
right,
and just give it to someone else, we're not going to notice that under the tree, and it's going to make a Christmas for someone else.
And that's exactly like what Fred said, like, to me, like, on the list, they asked for a bed.
No,
they
but
asked,
you know,
for
what?
Toothpaste.
I have some of the lists.
You got them with you now?
Toothpaste, pajamas. These are children that don't have the necessities of life. They're not asking for, like, bicycles even. And
actually, your $300.
Items. They're really not.
His $300 buys three families.
That is great.
Because what happens is the companies that give us the stuff, they don't charge retail.
Yeah.
So even, like, your 300 is really 600.
That's awesome.
Right? Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Because what Fred was saying was a lot of these corporations then throw in, oh, we bought 10 bikes. Oh, I don't know how 20 bikes got on the truck.
Right.
They do it purposely. He knows that.
Well, you asked me when I came in what we were at. Our cash that we've collected so far is right at about 2,000.
Good. And I like the list, too, is
23.
Yeah.
Because so if we come up with the $6,000, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be 60 families.
Yeah.
Right?
That's unbelievable.
And then they each get a number. And then when the families come in, Fred was just saying the giver gets more joy out of it.
Well, I tell you another thing that I saw when I was in the line, because I was close up to the table so I could kind of hear what was going on. I can't tell you how many people didn't get a voucher and they still gave them a dinner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're supposed to have the voucher. You're supposed to, and that's what the, is accounted for. But there were people that came in and was like, I didn't have a chance to get the voucher, and they gave them a dinner anyways.
Yeah, and then what I say to that is just how I think. Maybe I had a tough childhood, but my dad always said, if someone says to you, like I said, Dad, I didn't, okay, I'll give an example. I was supposed to clean the dishes, right? While I'm watching TV, you know what I told my dad? I'm watching TV. I didn't have time to clean the dishes, right? And he would always say to me, son, like this is one of the things he drilled him. It's not that you didn't have time. You didn't give it a high enough priority.
Absolutely.
Right? So anytime you hear people using time as an excuse, time and time again, they're full of blank.
Need to reprioritize.
Make it a, and that's what he would say. Make it a high enough priority. It's like when you just said that for them, they didn't have time. Or
no, because some people didn't know about it until they were walking down the street and saw the big line of cars and was like, oh, what is this? You know, and but there is a need.
And then, like, that's why it says it's called Mexican, not Mexican, right?
Yeah.
If you constantly have people telling you why they can't do something, at some point it gets old, right?
I don't like that word in general.
What?
Can't.
Can't or didn't have time. Those are not reasons. Anyhow, let's go on to something here. Do you want to say something about, did you get the chance?
All I can say is you guys have to go to SJ's because they have the best ice cream on earth. I mean, I've never had any kind of, I love ice cream. And that, the rolled ice cream is delicious. And I don't know of any place else that does it in and this then, area. I really don't.
And then they have SJ's Thai Cafe. You know, can I just tell you something with my daughter?
Yeah.
Two things with my daughter. I hope I remember to tell you. So we went to the Thai restaurant that was used to be right where Jet's Pizza was. And then there used to be a Chinese restaurant where Blockbuster Video was. And it was called, I forget the name of it. So we had Chinese food and Thai food. So then I said to her, well, like, which was better, the Thai or the Chinese? And she wanted to say they were both the same. So she said it was a tie. Right? So then I said, then Thai won. And then she looked right at me. No, Daddy, it was a tie. Right? I hope she's listening right now. She's like, no. So that's our inside joke. You have inside jokes with your kids?
Absolutely.
Liberty. My daughter. So that was the.
Yes, hi, Libby. I hope she is listening because she missed the bus this morning.
Yeah, she missed the bus to go to school. Yeah,
she's
so
like,
I just
need an Uber.
Yeah, so and I should have done that, but I didn't. But so dine in, and then my other thing with my daughter is Shade. Can you get Shade Jules on the phone?
Yeah, I'll try to call Ben right now.
So anyhow, so he gives me a piece of jewelry for my daughter, puts it in this beautiful box. So my daughter's born on May 3rd, 04. So on the cereal box, you're not going to be, you know, the serial number with the barcode?
Yeah.
Guess what it was? 05-03-04. Can you make that up?
No.
He's like, are you kidding me? I said, Ben, Ben, that's my daughter's birthday. He's like, no. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. Anyhow. So let's talk a little bit about the food. What did you eat, Michael?
I had one of those wontons. They're awesome.
Good. So, and what's your game plan? What do you do with the other place, or you don't want to talk about that, or just stick to this?
I would just stick with SJ's for now.
Okay, SJ's. Okay, so tell us why someone should go to SJ's. Talk about the international food market part of it.
Well, we're kind of a combination of a restaurant and a grocery store. We're an international grocery store, a little over 7,200 plus products, as much as we can cram in our store. And we've got a nice, authentic Thai restaurant in the back. We did win an award for the best international food in Dunedin in our first year. And really what our biggest secret is the ingredients. We grow our fresh herbs and spices on site, and that's what we use to cook with.
Really?
And it really, my wife is an absolute wonderful cook. That's why her name is first in the name, SJ, so.
Yeah. or that's why you're going to have a long, you know, what did they say? The guy said to you, how did you live for 50 years with your wife? He says, I learned to say, yes, dear.
Happy wife.
Happy wife. And then he said to, well, he went to China on his 5th anniversary. And then he went back there on his 50th anniversary. And they said, well, what'd you do? I went back to get my wife. Okay, that was bad. I got to do that joke a little better. All right, so dine in, outside, carry out, or delivery. So how do you do the delivery? How's that work?
Other than my son, my wife, myself, all my children help there. We have 3 children, a nice little family restaurant.
Yeah, that's the real deal.
And I've got another little business next door, so everyone kind of chips in and helps.
And it's good that it's next door, just from a logistical standpoint.
Oh, absolutely. After 6 months of being open, I understood I had to move my office.
Right, because the guy, he had a donut place on Patricia Avenue, the most successful donut shop of all time. And he was a big advertiser, too. And then he opened up the place on 66th Street in Pinellas Park because he got so big. And then he couldn't be at both locations. And then you know how morning traffic is sometimes?
Absolutely.
He says he ended up selling the donut shop. And I asked him, because he used to come into the radio, I said, what was the biggest mistake you ever made in business? Because now you sold it and all that. Opening it up in Pinellas Park, the distribution part of it, when my business was in Dunedin.
Yes, that's
the nightmare. It was just, and then he had children he had to take to school. It just didn't work. He made a mistake.
Yes.
You did the opposite. Do you want to hear where the second subway was built?
Where is that?
Okay, the first subway was in Chicago. These two guys in an industrial nation were competing with each other in the where all the business people are. And what he did is the second subway was the one directly across the street from him. And he found out it was for sale, the guy that founded Subway. And he bought the place directly across the street from the first subway. Directly across where you could see. And then he was in competition with himself. So he controlled that whole industrial market there. And then now there's like 10,000 subways. And you're doing similar, it's so much easier for you the way you're doing it.
Yeah, it's been a year and a half. Hurricane Irma was quite hard for us. It knocked us out for about a week, and being so young in the business, we weren't sure that we could recover and come back. After reading everybody's reviews on Google, Facebook, Yelp, everything, I really seen how everybody loved our store and our food, and that gave me the motivation to find the money I needed to open back up.
Good.
And we're a small family place, and it's really important to me that we patronize local small businesses. Small businesses provide employment for 80% of the workforce in the United States. And
right.
it's very important to shop local and shop from small businesses.
We don't stress that enough, if you think about it.
I talk about it a lot, but if you think about this whole situation we just went through with the fundraiser, do you know we got almost, 97% of our funds and help and everything, not from corporate America. They actually turned us away, all from small business.
Absolutely.
All from small business.
I don't stress that enough. Maybe I should then.
I do operate another business, and we're in the business of protecting small businesses and helping them to obtain government contracts. It's very important that really everybody in society really tries to shop at local small businesses.
That's true. You're going to the backbone of America.
Yeah, and when you buy something, you're seeing that you're helping put braces on these people's
right.
children, as opposed to helping a CEO that you don't know purchase their third vacation home.
Right, and giving themselves raises. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's their thing, but I would rather spend my money,
I'll
our community. The people in our community
are going
to see it, you know. You're going to see, my child goes to school with so-and-so that owns this, business, SJ's. Like, that's my friend's dad, you know. Of course, it's the right thing to do.
Can you get BJ's Fusion?
Yes, I got a call. I actually have to call him back, and I tried to call Ben, and Ben was busy, but I'm going to call Rick right now because he wanted to get on.
Okay, good work. And now he's a competitor to you in the field of Asian food, but he's in Tarpon Springs.
I think competition is absolutely wonderful. That's
right.
the basis of American economy. We have a free market.
Right.
And competition
keeps
drives
you on your toes.
Quality. It drives good prices. Friendly competition.
You are highly intelligent, actually. Just to be real.
Thank you.
Right? Have I do this show a lot? Do I say that to people?
Yep.
Right? You are. Just every subject matter I brought up, you made me think, you're right. I didn't look at it that way. You notice 3 times you said something, I didn't look at it that way. I mean, I just tell what's in my heart, you know. You have a good way of seeing things, your perspective. And it's like some people look at competition as the enemy.
Oh, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Did you notice? Okay, I'll give you an example. If you don't mind me saying this, about the Valpak thing?
Absolutely.
Right? Like you noticed the Valpak coupon came in, and I said, there was a lady here that made a big purchase. But I said to you, it wasn't from my company. It was Valpak. Right? Mm-hmm. And not to say, like, because just to put a plug out there for Valpak and let you know that someone came in from Valpak. But I did use the coupon. I was thinking later on, too. Did I make a mistake? Tell me your thinking on that. Be honest. Was I wrong to use the coupon?
Absolutely not. The coupon is there to be used.
Okay, I was thinking when you asked me, did I use the coupon? Like, in my head, I'm mental.
Crazy. Yeah, we're all mental sometimes.
I couldn't get that out of my head when you said, I wrong for using the coupon?
I think people that own businesses that put coupons out there, they want coupons to come back so that they actually think that there's, you know, so they know that the money they're spending on that advertising is coming back to them.
Sure.
And if you don't use the coupon, they have no idea whether it was worth it or whether it wasn't worth it or whether they should do it next time or if it's a total waste of money in the first place. So I think it's more important to bring the coupon in just because we want to make sure that as a small business, we want to make sure that the advertising money that we're spending is targeting the people that we want it to target.
That's a very good point.
Very good point.
Without bringing the coupon in, we wouldn't know if this... We have a very tight budget being a small business. We wouldn't know if that
publication's working.
If that publication's working, should I do it again next month or not? You know.
But also, too, is there's a branding thing, too, that it's hard to sell to you guys.
Sure.
Like, what is it worth for you? Because if I say to you McDonald's, then you say, oh, I got to spend $1 million for McDonald's. But what I'm saying to you, what is it to brand your name? What value does that have? Make believe you get no coupons in. What is it worth to you to have? So when someone thinks of an international market, they think Overcash, whether they have the coupon or not. Is there a value there to branding? Like, if I say the
tremendous.
Right. But that's a hard selling point.
Oh, very much so.
Because people want to see results, tangible results.
I really don't mean to interrupt you, but we have Rick on the line.
Rick. Rick, we already got your check, so we don't need to talk to you.
Oh, we better go to my job.
That's right. Didn't you pay us today?
Oh, my God.
Why are we talking to you?
Why?
You already paid in full.
Of course.
That's terrible. Uh-oh. Get him off the line. We only like to talk to customers that don't pay.
Don't pay? I like that. Okay.
No, BJ's Asian Fusion. And, you know, I didn't know what fusion was. Then I remember the first time when you were on the air with us. I don't know if you knew that. I may believe, but I didn't know what fusion. Okay, before you say it. Mr. LBJ's, it could be Joe's too. See, you get everywhere.
In this.
What is Jay?
Right?
Yeah, but I'm going to ask my friend here, Joe, and see if he knows the answer.
Okay.
What does Asian fusion mean?
Asian fusion, I would assume it's a combination of two different ethnic culinary arts combined together.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right.
Is that your final answer?
I believe so, yes.
Well, I think he got it in more of an articulate way, too. But, yeah, I didn't know what that meant. I wonder, did you know what fusion meant?
No.
Tom, did you know what fusion meant?
Of course.
Okay. It's
figures.
But, no, I didn't know. So now we know what Asian fusion is. BJ's Asian Fusion. You're across the street from Ace Hardware and Save-A-Lot. And I think that's important, too. Like, putting a little description. Like where you are. If I say to you Tarpon Springs, now do you know where Ace Hardware is in Tarpon Springs?
I do not.
Do you know where Save-A-Lot is?
I do not.
So you're not.
I know where.
So
Ace
he's
Hardware
a good
is.
Competitor of yours. He either, for he owns a Thai restaurant also. His name is Joe. So why don't we have the battle of BJ's? Do you want to take a challenge?
Actually, then? I'm going to give the credit to my wife. It's more of my wife's.
Yeah.
It's more of a team.
Right. She's. She does a great job. So tell us, Rick, why should someone go to BJ's Asian Fusion?
Why? We got a delicious food, man. Got all different kind of type of food. They can choose Japanese, Chinese, you know, and some Thai food.
Thai food. So let's try this. Who wins? Chinese or Thai food? Who wins?
No, because why we do this? because that's why we make different people, different food that people, they come, they can choose and what they want. And they like, maybe I want a Japanese food. So they have, we sell Japanese and we have a Chinese and we have a Chinese and some people, the family want Chinese, right?
All right. So what would the difference be between Japanese, Chinese and Thai? What makes the difference?
Chinese always like hot food. If you say Japanese, they all like with the fish, you know, like sashimi, like all the fish, you know, all people, they like it, like want to cold, you know.
More like a sushi, the Japanese.
Sushi, yes, yes, Japanese, yes. And we have some like Thai food. Some people like more spicier and like that. So they can choice like Thai flavored spicy food.
Well, good. And then where are you located?
We're located at 883 South Canada Avenue. That's across from AC Hardware, where the old Winn-Dixie Plaza is.
Yeah, that's, you know, we should add that to the ad then. The old Winn-Dixie Plaza. See?
Yes. So the Santa
that's what I should add to the
huge
ad.
Plaza.
Of course, the street, then underneath another line, old Winn-Dixie Plaza.
Yeah.
And then and the people that know Tarpon would know that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Ace Hardware is a good reference point. Everybody knows where Ace Hardware is.
Ace Hardware.
In
the first ad we did for
him. We're next to Ace Hardware in Dunedin.
Yeah, the first ad we did, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
And when I realized I printed it, I was like, oh, we blew it. We didn't put across the street from Ace Hardware and Save-A-Lot. And who? Actually, I don't mind saying Save-A-Lot because I'll tell you what, that's Tarpon Shrink. Save-A-Lot made big contributions to the turkey drive. And so did you, BJ's. You made a big contribution to the food when we did our turkey drive, the two-hour special from the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center. You were a big promoter of helping us with that turkey drive and giving back to the Tarpon Springs community. And BJ's Asian Fusion and you, Rick, should be rewarded for that.
That's absolutely
wonderful.
All right, I've got to do a commercial here for 9 rounds. All right, my friend Michael, I want you to rate him from 1 to 10. Rick and Joe, and if he gets a 9 or more, he gets a $50 gift certificate to somewhere.
All right, we're gonna
I'm gonna give it to him in the month of February.
We're gonna give it. We're gonna give him a 3 to start with. 9 rounds kickboxing and fitness center. 30-minute kickboxing and fitness center. Your total fitness solution. 30-minute workouts. Burn 300 to 800 calories in 30 minutes. Personal attention. It's at 1511 Main Street, right at Keene in Dunedin. 9 rounds fitness, kickboxing and fitness center. Half price off the first month or $50 off a 6-month membership. So it's half off price for your first month or $50 off a 6-month membership. That's
and
9 rounds.
That's 9 rounds. And they're right there in the Public Shopping Center right there at Keene and County Road 1. So use Public Shopping Center, but they're to the side. Next to where, like, the Firehouse Sub is. And that's Darla, man. She's the best. Give her a call at 251-1550. That's a 727 area code. 251-1550. 9 rounds, 30 minutes, kickboxing and fitness. Thank you, Rick, for being on the show at BJ's.
No,
and
Thank you.
In closing, what would you like to say? We got, like, 10 seconds.
I'd just like to invite anybody to come on down to SJ's, try some Thai food, rolled ice cream, boba tea. Plenty of stocking stuffers, snacks from around the world.
Right, and Rick, you still there? Okay. God bless you, everybody, and thank you, Tammy, for being a big part of the turkey drive. You were the backbone, the spine behind it.
Positive drug detection, 727-666-2000.
Call Michael. Call Michael.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday Jazz Brunch. brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Did you ever think about hosting your very own radio show? Here's how.
Hey, Tampa Bay, did you know you can have a one-hour program on the Tantalk Radio Network for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many Tampa Bay stations? That's right. We'll put you on the radio for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many stations. Check it out today. Use your program to promote yourself, your business, or someone else's business. Call Lola Jean, the broadcast queen, 727-510-7622. That's 510-7622. Call Lola Jean now to check out your Tantalk network program. In addition to network radio, we'll stream your program in audio and video all over the world. Call Lola Jean now, 727-510-7622. Call today. Your network one-hour program can start tomorrow. Broadcast your message in audio and video on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Bob Heilman's Beachcomber on Clearwater Beach is a proud sponsor of Toys for Tots year after year. They also strive to keep drugs and crime off our streets. Help them this year by bringing a toy for Christmas and help them put a smile on a child's face that may have nothing under the tree this year. No child should ever have an empty Christmas. That's from Bob Heilman's Beachcomber Clearwater Beach, longtime restaurant with multiple rooms, popular for its fried chicken, seafood, and old Florida charm. For reservations, call 727-442-4144. Bob Heilman's Beachcomber Clearwater Clearwater Beach, caring for kids every Christmas, year after year.
Make sure you tune in to the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5, The Sports Web. It's the evolution of sports talk radio because we treat the fan as if they're a superstar. We give you your own walk-up music, we let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. So make sure you tune in to The Sports Web on Saturday afternoons hosted by Peter Blake and Sean the Sports Don every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 on the Tantalk Sports Network. Hey, did you know there's a live psychology talk show Thursday and Friday at noon where you can call in and get free guidance and also learn several different topics relating to ending the stigma on mental health? It's called Moments of Clarity on WTAN 1340 AM. It's with licensed therapist Tiffany Warner, who will try to end the stigma on mental health. But the only way you can do that is to listen to Moments of Clarity.